Well, what's up, New Orleans? What's up across the Gulf South and across the world? If you're listening at WWL.com, the radio.com app, welcome on into the show. A couple of days away here from Saints Eagles as we get ready for NFL playoff football. In fact, of course, the games start tomorrow. Should have a couple of good ones. Rams Cowboys, that's preceded by the Chiefs and the Colts. Going to be a great weekend of football. Certainly, like I was talking about yesterday, one of my two or three favorite sports weekends of the year, I guess, depending on the year. Wild card weekend, divisional weekend, probably the first week of the NCAA basketball tournament up there for me. We've got a lot to get to tonight. We'll, of course, continue to preview the Saints-Eagles game. Look, the NFL stat geeks have gone absolutely wild here. NFL stat geeks gone wild. I'll get to that in the second segment. I tweeted this out a little bit before, and Zach and Deuce were talking about it because I tweeted at them. But you've got a segment of the NFL analytic, and you know, you want to go baseball sabermetrics. The NFL has getting an analytics community kind of like that in Major League Baseball. They've gone absolutely nuts here, and they're starting to publish reports basically that say you should never throw the football, that running the football is a bad idea. It's becoming absurd. A lot of people are looking really silly. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Andrew Doak, second half of the hour, is going to come on in. WWL TV Channel 4 sports reporter and anchor. In the 9 o'clock hour, Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports, and we'll rank the NFL's remaining starting quarterbacks 1 through 8. Spoiler alert, Maurice Jones-Drew. I don't have Drew Brees at number 5 like you did. We'll talk a little Pelicans and Elfrid Payton, some sports libs, 2-minute drill to end the show, and also Ralph Michaels of Wager Talk has such good info there. We're going to play that interview for you again. But welcome on into the show. Of course, a couple of days away from Saints Eagles. And what we usually do here today is we go through our NFL picks. Well, I did that yesterday because I had an idea what I wanted to do here to open the show. Is that I want to get ahead of the eight ball here. A lot of people, you got the old takes exposed on Twitter, and it's kind of a, I guess, a new fun pastime here to call out people who get their predictions wrong. After the fact, a little Monday morning quarterbacking with these picks, right? Well, I want to get ahead of the eight ball here. So I have compiled a big list of all of the Saints haters out there and all of the so-called experts that have taken the Philadelphia Eagles to come in here and beat the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Tim Zimmer behind the glass. You got some music for this, Tim? I need like a little, you know, a little carnival music or something like that as I go through these. Look, we're in the prediction game. There you go. This is perfect. We're in the prediction game. I get predictions wrong. I could be on this segment sometimes. In fact, many times I probably have and will continue to be. But here are some of the more prominent voices and some of the less prominent voices out there who have taken the Eagles to win on Sunday. Started off with Mike Florio, my favorite football troll. I've unfollowed him, and in fact, I think I have him muted because he's just such a troll. Pro Football Talk. That's a pretty good website. Mike Florio's not. Here's what Mike Florio said at Pro Football Talk. I've got the Cowboys, Chiefs, Patriots, and Eagles this weekend. Don't at me. No, go ahead and go at him at Pro Football Talk. Zach Rosenblatt, Eagles reporter for New Jersey Advanced Media. Here's what he says. The Saints are better. The Eagles still somehow will pull it off. Eagles 31, Saints 28. How about Matthew Stepulski, who's a Jets reporter for NJ Advanced Media? Eagles 31, Saints 27. Joe Giglio, who works for WIP, our sister station up in Philadelphia, also writes for NJ Advanced Media. He has the Saints losing here. The Eagles winning 31-30. We'll hear more from him in just a second. He got roasted on Twitter today. We'll get to that in just a second. Matt Mullen, at Matt underscore Mullen, who has a season picking record of 7-9, so he's under 500 picking Eagles games straight up. It's probably good news for the Saints here because he has the Eagles winning 29-27. Going through our favorites. Anti-Saints contingent out there. All of these picks coming in, all on the Eagles. How about Joe Santocloito? At J Santocloito on Twitter. He has the Eagles winning 31-27. He also has a record of 7-9 on the year picking the Saints. We go over to SB Nation, great blog. How about Christian DeAndrea? Well, he went 1-3 straight up picking playoff games last week, and he's doubling down here because he has taken the Eagles to beat the Saints. How about the Bleeding Green Nation blog? That's, of course, a Philadelphia Eagles blog. And every one of the Bleeding Green Nation writers or bloggers have picked the Eagles here. BLG, Benjamin, Cody, Alexis, Tyler, James, Lee, and, of course, the BGN readers, all on the Eagles. Philly.com, great website, good reporters there. How about Paul Domanovich? Here's what he says, quote, beating Breeze and the Saints in the Superdome is a tall order. Maybe a tall order, but a tall order, too. But it's definitely doable. His prediction, Eagles 38, Saints 34. He thinks the Eagles are going to put up 38 points here on the Saints. Paul Domanovich. Again, our friends up at WIP in Philadelphia, sister station up there. Here's all of their so-called experts. Rhea Hughes says, quote, the defense, two words, Eagles 21, Saints 17. Ike Reese has the Eagles 23, the Saints 20. He says, quote, the Eagles defense gets two early turnovers off a rusty Drew Brees. Saints are unable to overcome their early struggles. John Marks of WIP. Hey, this may be the hottest take of them all here. Quote, Nick Foles outduels Drew Brees. Eagles 34, Saints 31. Oh, here's Joe Giglio again. We told you he picked the Eagles for NJ.com. Well, he's got the Eagles again here. Different score, 31-27. Here's what he said on the website, WIP.com. Nick Foles leaves the field with the lead again, and the Eagles defense closes the deal with a last-minute stand of Drew Brees' offense. On Twitter, at Joe Giglio Sports, 11 hours ago, verified account. Here's what he says. No, this is actually the hottest take of them all. You might have seen this on Twitter because it trended. I think it got something like 2,000 retweets today. The Eagles have a better roster from top to bottom than the Saints, better coaching staff, and have played better down the stretch of the season. Home field rest and an overrated Sean Payton won't make up for that. The Eagles beat the Saints on Sunday. Huh? How about Maurice Jones-Drew, our favorite Saints troll on the NFL Network, bashing Drew Brees, bashing the Saints all year long. I have no idea what he's got up his butt about the Saints. Picks the Eagles, of course, on the NFL Network today. Hey, we went through the experts. How about just some random folks on Twitter? You can tweet at all these guys and gals, at Tyler Holman underscore 2H2. His division round picks, Eagles 24, Saints 21. How about Elliot Shore Parks? Verified account, at Elliot Shore with 2R Parks. Protecting Nick Foles. If he has a clean pocket, he will pick apart the Saints secondary. Hashtag Eagles win. Mad Dog Sports Radio, at Mad Dog Radio on Twitter. In case you missed it, at Mr. Jared Moore refuses to bet against Nick Foles, and he takes the Eagles to win. At Alex Lopez Rocks on Twitter, I got the Colts over the Chiefs, the Patriots over the Chargers, the Rams over the Cowboys, and the Eagles over the Saints. Okay, at Alex Lopez Rocks. How about at the Ultimate Jedi? Apparently not the Ultimate Jedi with this pick. NFL divisional round picks. He's taking all underdogs. Colts, Cowboys, Chargers, and the Eagles over the Saints. At John Parks 93 hours ago, my picks for the divisional round of the playoffs. Yeah, I know Eagles got super lucky last weekend, but if any team can beat the Saints, it's them. Dylan Mel at SHS Dylan. His hashtag NFL playoff picks for the week, Eagles 34, Saints 28. And finally, spot on TS Monk on Twitter. All right, I'll take another swing at this. I'm 3-1 so far for the playoffs. I have the Eagles over the Saints. All of our favorite anti-Saints contingents, verified accounts, writers, national guys and gals, non-national guys and gals. I figure we get ahead of the eight ball here. and start making fun of these people who are going to be absolutely wrong on Sunday. Especially our friends up there at WIP. What are you thinking, fellas, up there at WIP? Can't wait to call you up. Maybe we'll have WIP somebody on next week to roast them a little more here on the show. Seth Dunlap just getting started, having a little fun today, getting ready for Saints-Eagles. Tim Zimmer behind the glass. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, I told you the NFL stat geeks have gone wild. I will tell you why coming back as the last lap continues. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll, WWL.com, radio.com app. Which NFL underdog is most likely to win this weekend? Eagles, Cowboys, Colts, or Chargers? You can cast your vote there. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. A little fun opening segment where we're kind of pre-roasting everybody who is taking the Eagles to win this game. I don't know how anybody objectively picks the Eagles to win. Can it happen? Of course it can happen. It's the NFL. Is it likely to happen? No. Text from the 225, the probability that someone is right is increased proportionally by the intensity with which someone is trying to prove them wrong. I hope that's not right. Text from the 985, what all these people who are picking against the Saints should realize for a bad kick, the Eagles would be watching from home this weekend. Yeah, they would. So the trendy new thing I told you for these NFL stat geeks, and by the way, I kind of consider myself an NFL stat geek, but I'm also an objective, fair-minded person who can see when people are just being bizarrely wrong and weird and hot-takey. But the new trendy thing for these NFL stat geeks is to say running the football is a bad idea in the NFL. We had this piece today from our friend, he's been on the program many times, from Josh Hermsmeyer, who I really like as a writer. He writes for 538.com. He's one of these, you know, analytics guys for the NFL now. And he wrote a piece saying that you should never, blanket statement, never run on first down in the NFL. That kind of piggybacks off some people who throw up stats like, well, run plays average 4 yards and pass plays average about 7. You should never run the football. Or total yards passing versus total yards rushing. If you're going to a meal at a restaurant, nice restaurant, less nice restaurant, doesn't really matter here. Whatever your main part of your entree is, chicken, pork, beef, the restaurant really doesn't make a lot on that. That's how they get you in the door, though. The vast majority of profits from those restaurants are coming from wine and alcohol, the desserts you buy. If you have some accountant who doesn't know how to run a restaurant, they come in, they look at the books, they're probably going to suggest to the restaurateur, don't sell any entrees here. Just go ahead and sell wine and booze and desserts. Everybody's going to stop going to that restaurant. Stats don't tell everything. Now, some of these NFL stat geeks believe, that, again, that teams should throw just 100% of the time because, quote, that's what the numbers say, end quote. That's what they all point to. Well, they conveniently omit stuff like this. And I pointed this out on Twitter, but this is all true. These are facts. The 6 teams who passed most frequently this year missed the playoffs. Last year, the 9 teams who passed most frequently in the NFL, all 9 of them missed the playoffs. In 2016, of the 16 NFL teams who passed most frequently, so half of the league who passed most frequently, only 2 of those teams made the playoffs. In 2015, of the 12 NFL teams who passed most frequently, only 1 of those 12 made the playoffs. Let's look at NFL run percentage, shall we? And how that relates to playoff contention. This year, 3 of the 4 most run-heavy teams made the playoffs. Last year, 4 of the top 5 most run-heavy teams made the playoffs. 2016, 4 of the top 7. 2015, 5 of the top 7. So look, I am as much as an NFL stat geek, I think, as most millennials. At least we're partly there, right? We were kind of born and raised in the NFL world on all these new stats and analytics have kind of brought us up. But I'm sorry, it is absolute absurd nonsense to say something like running the football doesn't work. It's agenda-pushing garbage and should be called out as such. Again, I kind of consider myself a stat geek. It makes the entire analytics community look completely bonkers. And some people look really, really silly. Running the football has intangible effects here. Effects you're not going to find on the stat sheet. Ability to control game flow, limit possessions, get your defense a break, really play complementary football to a defense that might not be so good. You'd want to keep them off the field as much as possible, so you want your offense to stay on the field as much as possible. Limit possessions in the game, physical toll it takes on the defense throughout the game. It sets up play action. See the entire Rams offense. It's more successful in the red zone and in short yardage situations. So if you're listening to me right now, please, the next time you hear one of these people, and I'll be nice there, say something like, well, NFL teams shouldn't run the football anymore. Will you point out some stuff like, well, the six teams who threw the ball most this year missed the playoffs. The nine teams who threw the ball most last year missed the playoffs. Three of the four teams who ran the ball most, they made the playoffs this year. Four of five last year. Give me a break with this. Be smarter, folks. All right, Andrew Doak coming up next. And your phone calls at 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. Seth Dunlap, Tim Zimmer here on The Last Lap. Who dat in our way to the Superdome on Sunday, 3:40 p.m. kickoff, Saints-Eagles in the divisional round. Let's get a phone call in here from Pamela in New Orleans. Pamela, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I have a suggestion on how the game should be open Sunday with Mrs. Benson.
Okay.
I suggest that she come out in the golf cart that she and her husband have ridden in before.
Sure.
And they have the means to do this where you have, I don't know if I'm calling it right, the hologram or something of Benson either riding with her or she walks out and he's walking with her.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, Pamela. I don't know. Would that be... I don't even really want to comment on that because I don't know if that would be bad taste or not. I understand you saying it would be sentimental to the fans there and to her and the players. I don't know, though. That always is a little tricky. It's walking on eggshells kind of stuff. Remember in Star Wars, Tim, you watch Star Wars? Remember they had this whole thing, are they going to bring Carrie Fisher back as, kind of CGI, hologram kind of stuff, and her family kind of said, no, we don't want that, and they kind of acquiesced to that and said, no, she passed. She's gone. Don't bring her back like that. So I don't know the answer to that. I want to stay way away from that, Pamela, but I guess it's an idea. Thanks for calling, though. Thanks for listening. Let's bring in Andrew Doak here, WWL TV Channel 4 sports reporter and anchor. Andrew, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm ready for Sunday. How about you?
Yeah, I'm way ready, man. You have multiple horses in this race still. Obviously, the Saints here. You are, I believe, a Drew Brees for MVP guy. You went to Texas Tech, so you obviously got Patrick Mahomes there. You grew up in Texas. You got you got so many horses in this race, man. You got to have a big weekend coming up.
I do. I said excited for Sunday, but really I'm excited for tomorrow. I mean, I think there's going to be a couple of good matchups tomorrow. But I will say I was a Drew Brees for MVP advocate at the halfway point in the season. I've now switched. I'm Patrick Mahomes train, and I think, look, even if I push for Drew Brees at this moment in time anyway, I think the AP voters kind of showed the direction that they're going in unless something drastic changes, which would have to be like 21 votes, which I don't think is going to happen.
Yeah, no, I'm on the record on this show saying this should be Patrick Mahomes' MVP award this year. If I had a vote, I'd vote for him as well.
We're in agreement.
I know. This isn't supposed to happen here. Can I ask you really quick, what is the NFL and what are the Arizona Cardinals thinking by hiring your guy Cliff Kingsbury who couldn't win in the Big 12?
That's a good question. I get the people saying that he failed up because, look, if I could not do a good job at Texas Tech and, get a job in the NFL, I mean, I would sign up for that any day of the week. You don't see that very often. But, there are a lot of factors that go into recruiting to somewhere like Texas Tech that you're just not going to have a problem with that at the NFL level because, the Jimmys and Joes from team to team are they're pretty close in talent level. You know, even between the Saints and a team like the Bills, like the talent gap's not that much. You do have great players that separate teams, but you know, everybody has personnel that I think gives you the chance to be able to compete week in and week out. And that's why you see so much parity in the NFL. But you know, I think they're going for the Sean McVay type. They want an offensive mind. And, if he can put some good coordinators around him, which he just did today with at least one, the defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph, who people know around here, then I think that he could be in good footing. But, look, I think it could be successful potentially, but it's certainly a very risky hire. Like, let's just be straight up. Like, it's a risky hire, and it could pay good dividends, but it also, could blow up in the Cardinals' face. And I guess we'll see how it goes. And, I think Sean McVay's advocacy for Cliff probably went a long way too, to be honest.
Yeah, indeed. And everybody, like you said, is searching for the next Sean McVay. Do you think that shine and shimmer dims a lot here if McVay for the second straight year goes one and done?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of people who are on the Sean McVay train, and he hasn't won a playoff game yet, but I mean, he's only been in the playoffs one time. So I actually, crazy enough, I do like Dallas this weekend. I really do. So if you were to ask me right now, is he going to be 0-2 in playoff games? I would say yes. But, will that take some shine off of him? I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I'm sure if maybe he got to year three and put up another great season and then, was barbecue in the playoffs, then maybe that perception would change. But, I still think the way that the league is trending right now, it's a time to hire offensive guys and be in the offensive – mindset. But of course there's some teams here and there who go against the grain who think, no, we can still win with defense whenever we get to January and February.
Yeah, I guess you got defensive guy Bill Belichick, defensive guy Pete Carroll seem to be doing well, but I agree. Tim just brought this up during the break, that the top five teams in DVOA offensively all in the playoffs, top seven defenses DVOA out of the playoffs right now, so that's something. Talking to Andrew Doak here of WWL TV Channel 4 with us. Okay, let's get to this Saints-Eagles game here, Andrew. Map this out for us. If the Eagles are going to have a chance to win this football game and shock the Saints, they must do what?
If the Eagles were to win, the Saints secondary would have to just have a complete meltdown like they did in week one against Tampa Bay. And Nick Foles would have to outplay Drew Brees. And I just don't see that happening in the Superdome. I think that it is a closer game than people think. I really think it's going to be about a 10-point game where the Saints win. My guess is 34-24 Saints, but I think it's going to be a one possession, field goal type game into the fourth quarter. Maybe I'm crazy, but I just think that Foles, for whatever reason, has a tendency to show up big in the playoffs. And even though last week was his worst career playoff game against the Bears, he got it done when it counted. And I just saw the statistic. He has the highest passer rating in the history of the NFL playoffs, which is unbelievable. I mean, it's better than Bart Starr and Montana. And I mean, it's a pretty unbelievable list. He's just a gamer. But with that being said, I think Drew Brees and the Saints offense are just too good. I think they're going to get back on track. And I think that the Eagles secondary is too vulnerable.
Yeah, I've been beating that drum that anybody who thinks this is going to be another one, 41-point whitewashing, is a little out of their minds here.
Yeah,
this is just too good of an Eagles team and really too tested in the playoffs here. I will say, Andrew, the most terrifying thing in football right now is probably Nick Foles with the ball in a one-score game late in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah, and especially if he's throwing to somebody like Golden Tate, who I know, Saints fans know too well how great he's been in the playoffs. But the X factor, or X factors, I guess I should say, that I'm looking at this week, the Eagles have run a lot of two tight end sets since they've gone to Nick Foles. And I think Zach Ertz is such a weapon. He's in my opinion, right up there with Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski as being, the best tight end in the NFL, and Dallas Goedert too, who, I think has a really high ceiling as well, even though he's just a rookie. And I think those two guys create, just difficult matchups with the Saints linebacking core that can stress a defense. Those are guys I really am interested in keeping an eye on this Sunday.
So you think it's going to be a shootout then with these two offenses, maybe exploiting some mismatches on the opposite side of the football?
Well, it depends on what you consider a shootout. I mean, if it's 34-24, you know, I guess it could be kind of a shootout. I mean, I don't expect it to be crazy to score. I don't expect both of these defenses. It's not going to play out, in my opinion, like it did in Chicago last week where it's a 15-16 game. Like, I think both of them are going to be well over 20 points. I think the Saints are going to be over 30. So they're going to put points on the board, no doubt.
Do you have a prediction for us, Andrew?
34-24 Saints.
That is it. Okay, 34-24 Saints cover. All right, Andrew. And what about
Saints
the rest
cover,
of the? Yeah. What about the rest of the playoffs, man? It sounds like you think the Cowboys are going to upset the Rams. I heard you there.
I do. I think that's going to be like 27-24 Cowboys. I think it's going to be like a 60-40 Cowboys crowd in LA.
Indeed, it really will be. It's going to be crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, at best, maybe 50-50. But I Dallas' defense, I just think is legit. Like, I think they're really, really good, especially in the front seven. I think their secondary is pretty solid. And I think with Todd Gurley being out the last couple weeks, I'm interested to see if there's any rust with him. And I think the Rams' offense just hasn't been the same without Cooper Kupp. I think he was a big mismatch for guys in the slot. The other game I'm looking forward to, though, is Chiefs and Colts. That one is what I would consider a shootout. I think both are going to be near 40 points by the end of that one because the Chiefs' defense – as good as that Chiefs team is offensively, man, their defense, they can't stop anybody, man. They're soft as Charmin.
They are, and if it's snowing there like people expect, the Colts with the better run game, that might help them as well.
Sure.
Andrew, appreciate the breakdown, buddy. Enjoy the heck out of this one on Sunday, and I'll see you there in the Superdome.
Awesome. Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it, man. Have a good night.
All right, Andrew Doak, WWL TV Channel 4 sports reporter and anchor, and we'll see what happens this weekend. I can't wait until tomorrow. I'll be footballed out tomorrow. We're doing the show noon to 3, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and myself at Rouse's in Covington on the North Shore. Be sure you join us for that. That's it. Highway 1077 and 1085, noon to 3, little Saints pep rally with Bobby, Deuce, and myself. Again, noon to 3 tomorrow. Live at Rouse's. That's the new one up there in Covington, right here on WWL. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls at 504-260-1870. That's area code 504-260-1870. Text line 870-870. Tim Zimmer behind the glass. I'm Seth Dunlap, and this is The Last Lap on WWL. Which NFL underdog has the best shot at an upset this weekend? That's our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll at WWL.com. 43% of you are saying the Chargers. 43% are saying the Eagles. What? Eagles fans flooding the vote there. I need a recount of this vote. 43% of you listening right now think the Eagles have a chance to upset the Saints. Again, I'm not saying it's impossible. Nothing is impossible in the NFL. But this isn't a coin flip. Let's be honest there, too. Let's go back to the phone lines. Paul in Galliano. What's going on, Paul? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Okay, listen. This is the thing about the Drew Brees and the MVP thing.
Okay.
Now, listen, Drew Brees continues to be the most disrespected quarterback in the history of the NFL. And here's the reason why. In 2009... you know, Drew Brees should have won the MVP. I get Peyton Manning did because he was 14-2, and he won the MVP. Okay.
Okay, but I'll let you go here. But also that year, Peyton Manning had the better statistics than Drew. Like if you run down yards, touchdowns, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean that was Peyton.
I get it. Okay, so 2011. This is the big reason why I called. In 2011, Drew Brees broke the passing record. He threw for 48 touchdowns, broke records, okay? Who got the MVP that year?
Yeah, it was Rodgers. I agree with you there, Paul. I'm on that train. Drew should have won it that year.
So Pat Mahomes, and I get Pat Mahomes is good. He didn't break any records this year. Drew Brees continually broke records, completion percentage record this year, broke the numerous records this year, the most yards passing. So listen,
well, that's a career award. I mean, that's a career stat there. That didn't have anything to do about this year.
And I get all that, but I mean, Pat Mahomes is also thrown to an All-Pro running back at the time, an All-Pro wide receiver, an All-Pro tight end. I mean, Drew Brees is thrown to first-year All-Pro Mike Thomas. I mean, so I just think that it would be a travesty for Drew Brees to retire without an MVP award. It's just crazy. And I know we're going to go on career statistics and not really this year. Pat Mahomes is good. He's got 18, 16 more years left to win an MVP. I just think that Drew Brees should win the MVP this year. And that's just my opinion. I'm a homer, so anyway. And the Saints are going to win 24-14, something like that. They're gonna dominate the Eagles. I mean, it's going to be a closer game, but the Saints are a better team, clearly.
Yeah, and look, I think I'm right on board with you there. I think I have an 11-point victory. 35-24 was my official prediction yesterday. The Saints should win this game. It'd be a surprise if they don't. But look, as Tim points out here, and we've talked about this on our show, no quarterback in the NFL has ever thrown for more than 50 touchdowns or 50-plus touchdowns in a season and won a Super Bowl in the same season. So maybe that tells you that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to do that. But also, the statistical disparity this year, just it's too great in my mind. Is it all about stats? No. It's about more than just stats. It's about intangibles. It is also about how your team performs during the season. But you're talking about the number one overall seed. You're talking about 50 touchdowns, 5,100 yards, nearly 9 yards per attempt, which is among the greatest ever, 113 quarterback rating. The statistical disparity is just too wide. That gap is too wide in my mind. This should be Patrick Mahomes' award. And I've argued in the past what you're saying, Paul, in that Drew Brees, it's absurd that he hasn't won an MVP. He should have won it in 2011. That was a travesty. The only reason Aaron Rodgers won it is because his team was 15-1. But I'm staying consistent. I'm not just going to change. I'm not going to flip-flop and, you know, slither to this side and that side with whatever the guy that I like, my hometown team and my hometown guy, is doing to, you know, try to advocate for him getting the award. I'm going to stay consistent in that if Patrick Mahomes had thrown for 5,100 yards and 50 touchdowns and his team went 9-7, something like that, then I'd say, okay, now this is probably Drew's award. But he didn't. Kansas City, in the toughest division in football, won that division, number one overall seed. And I don't want this award to continue to be devalued. It's already kind of a popularity contest. That's just my view, though. What say you? 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. Back after this, it's the Last Lap on WWL. Get ready for another Saints Sunday. Saints-Eagles in the NFC's divisional round in the Superdome. Our Saints coverage here on WWL starts at 11 a.m. Central Time. Steve Court and myself for the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. We go 11 to 1:30, so an extra half hour of Fans First Take. Then at 1:30, we throw it to the Saints Radio Network and Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick for the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff, and they will be live on the Superdome Concourse between gates A and B. Game time, of course, 3:40 p.m. That is kickoff time, and it's the point after the game, live at Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar out on the lake. You can get out there with the founding father, Bobby Hebert of the Houdat Nation. That is 9.5 hours at least of Saints coverage. Let me say this. I don't always pull the curtain back here, break the fourth wall with you, so to speak. But we just allowed Paul, who said he thinks Drew Brees should be the MVP, which is totally fine. There's a lot of people here that think that. I have no problem with that. But I gave Paul 2 minutes here. We have a little counter for how long you guys are on the air, if you ever call in here. It was 2 minutes and 13 seconds that we allowed Paul here to make his case for Drew Brees, which is fine. I have told you for weeks that I think Patrick Mahomes should be fine. Well, apparently Paul wasn't happy because he called back 4 times cursing at Tim Zimmer behind the glass. I'm guessing Paul isn't his actual name, but I'm sorry, Paul. Shame on you. Tim didn't do anything wrong. We gave you 2 minutes here on basically national radio in 38 states to make your case. If anybody knows Paul or whoever it was, maybe give him a call or text him and tell him to settle down. It's a little uncalled for here. Like, why are you giving Tim crap? All that Tim does here is answer the phone and put you on with me. If you want to get mad at me, that's fine. I gave you 2 minutes here. I didn't say anything bad. You have your opinion, I have mine. Come on, Paul. Be better, Paul. All right, Bobby in Slidell. Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, Seth, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. What's up?
Hey, look, last year at this time, I had a lot of my friends, and look, we're all diehard Saints fans. We've been season ticket holders for years. And a lot of my friends last year, they were all telling me the same thing. We're going to Super Bowl this year. I said, look, man, I hope we do, but I don't see it. We got too many guys on injury reserve. I mean, half our roster was on injury reserve. And I told every one of them, I told them, I said, next year is our year. And you know what? Every one of them is coming back to me now and saying, you know what? You're right. And I firmly believe, I firmly believe that this year is our year. And look, I try to take an objective approach because my heart has been broken too many times with this team, so many times. But I really, really, really believe this is our year. Just the way it's stacking, number one seed at home, we're healthy. You know, we get an Eagles team that's been on the road for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We're gonna, I firmly believe we'll beat them by a minimum of 2 touchdowns. And hopefully, Dallas beats the Rams.
You'd love to. Most Saints fans, Bobby, are with you, including Bobby Aber, who wants that rematch against the Cowboys here in the Superdome in the NFC title game. I like to see that as well. First of all, I think it'd be a better matchup for the Saints. I think the Rams scare me a little more, but also, yeah, the revenge factor. It'd be nice to knock out the Cowboys, wouldn't it?
Seth, we went to Dallas. Was that? I guess it was 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, whatever it was. And you would think they would have won a damn Super Bowl. That's how they acted. And I told my buddy Stan, we driving all the way back from Dallas, and I told him, I said, you know what? It would be sweet, sweet karma to get them in the dome for the playoffs. And I thought it was going to happen tomorrow. I really thought it would happen tomorrow. But you know what? If we get them for the NFC Championship game, that's even better, man.
Yep. Yeah, I think most Saints fans would agree with you. Send the Cowboys here. And maybe we can beat up on him. I would love that because my brother, Justin, is a born and raised Cowboys fan, grew up in Oklahoma, and I would love nothing more than to have massive bragging rights for a very long time here should the Saints beat him and beat the Cowboys in an NFC Championship game. So let's do that, right? Got to take a break here for news. We're going to go live on our Facebook page, WWL Radio Facebook page. We're going to talk about some of these anti-Saints experts. We're picking the Eagles one. If you missed that, we'll run down some of them. Next hour, Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, will come on in to break down these playoff games, and we'll rank the remaining NFL quarterbacks 1 through 8.